Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast and happy Friday, and welcome to Friday's episode of Motion Minutes. So, initially, I had planned to do the final part of the Book of Five Rings today, but decided to hold that off until Monday. Because for today, I was doing my other podcast, Lancet Gaming News. And it made me think about something, so I decided to talk about that stuff on this podcast and hold off on the last part of the Book of Five Rings, going over that on Monday. So, one of the things that I noticed initially when I started doing podcasting, it made me really nervous to do. I felt a lot of anxiety and just the thought of recording my voice and posting it on something for people to listen to made me really nervous. Like, I think it does for, I mean, some people can just kind of, you know, pick up and record themselves, like video or audio or whatever, and post it and not care. But there's some of us out there that the idea of that just gives us, like, extreme anxiety. And I remember starting out doing this, I started this podcast, I think, in the beginning of January. So this one's been going for a month and a half. But my other one has been going for, like, over two months now. And when I first started that one, like, I spent, like, an hour trying to record, like, a five-minute episode. It was insane. Like, I would start talking and then stop it and then delete it and then start again and... It was just a mess. Like, I always felt like it sounded weird. I always felt like it wasn't right. I always felt like I needed to make it perfect. But now I can more easily record and talk. And I noticed that now my podcasts are starting to get a little bit longer. Before, it was such a pain just to do a couple minutes. And now they're reaching 6 minutes, 10 minutes, or whatever. And I'm having to kind of cut myself off to not go way over time. But it's crazy, like, how in the span of, like, 3 months, like, how much someone can kind of grow and learn and improve. So, what I wanted to talk about in this Motion Mindset podcast episode is growth. And sometimes the most growth happens outside our comfort zone. And for all of us, we don't like to leave our comfort zone. We like to stay in it. And then I think that's just a very human thing. But we also, at the same time, we all want to grow and improve and be the best version of ourselves. But the only way that that's going to happen is to be outside of our comfort zone. And the more you're outside of your comfort zone, the more you're going to grow and the more you're going to develop. So, as an example, just like the podcasting thing, I was really uncomfortable with it starting out, but it was something that I wanted to do. And it's something that I've kind of grown with over this past few months. And, you know, you have to push through that discomfort. And so, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, if you want to be an artist, but you feel uncomfortable showing people your work, then you should show people your work. You know, the more people you show your work to, the more you're going to get used to it. If you feel uncomfortable because you're going to get... And usually it's stuff like we're afraid we're going to get criticism. We're afraid people are going to hate it. But, you know, like, if someone doesn't like it, whatever. Who cares, you know? Like, as people, we don't all have the same interest and the same taste in things. So something that one person might not like, some person might love. You know? So we just have to remind ourselves that we can't be bound to the opinions of others. And I think... with our comfort zone, you know, it's the things that are familiar with us. It's our happy space where we try and keep out negativity. But, you know, it's like the principle of yin yang, the good and the bad, and there's a little bad and good, and there's a little good and bad. So negativity helps to create positivity. You know, you can't have something good if you don't know what bad is. You can't have day if you don't have night. So that kind of principle. Or just like the Tao Te Ching says, to shoot forward an arrow, you have to pull the string back. So push past your comfort zone, and that's where all the growth will happen. So I hope that this was insightful. I hope that it made sense. It was kind of like a spur of the moment podcast recording. Just thoughts that popped up in my head, things that I was thinking about. So I hope everyone has a great Friday. I hope that this was insightful and that it helped somebody grow in their spirit and become a better version of themselves. Thank you all for listening, and thank you to everybody who's joined in on the podcast and who's been listening so far. This podcast is almost at 200 listens now, I think. So thank you to everybody listening, and I really appreciate everyone. And on Monday, we'll talk about the Book of the Void. So take care, everyone.